then the government will have to make a very difficult choice. The price of oil will go up, but do you want to keep the price of oil low to these consumers? But in that case, consumers may decide to consume more oil than, more energy than warranted, and that means Korea's energy consumption will not really fall. We will be importing more oil just then we cannot manage it. On the other hand, if we do want the energy oil consumption to fall, we will have to let the oil prices rise, and that will have major consequences for Korean inflation and for firms' production.
Yes, well, we of course pray for the region as we think about the lives being lost and destroyed there. In the meantime, I'm sure the authorities here will be preparing for the worst case scenarios. Of course, as you mentioned, this comes at a time when inflation has been coming down to reasonable levels around the world, including in South Korea. And in fact, inflation slowed to the 1% range in September, hitting its lowest point in over 3 years. Let's look a bit more closely at this. According to Statistics Korea on Wednesday, the consumer price index stood at 114.65 last month. That's just a 1.6% increase from a year earlier. It marks the first time the inflation rate fell below 2% since March 2021, when it posted 1.9%. So, Professor, what do you make of this figure, the September figure?
Well, as you mentioned, the overall headline inflation for last 12 months was only 1.6%. And that is well below the Bank of Korea target for 2.0%. And in some sense, it's a really interesting report, because if we concentrate on fresh food, then the inflation figures are still highly inflationary. But if we focus on non-food items, especially industrial items, then the inflation really is very, very low. In fact, it's almost near recession levels. If you look at the core inflation, excluding food and energy, it just hit the BOK target of 2.0%. Monthly inflation, if you just look at the month of September, overall inflation grew by 0.1%, but core inflation actually fell by 0.2%, and that's because the inflation for manufactured goods, the price rise for manufactured goods over the last 12 months was very low. It was only 0.3%, and that's basically because oil prices have been falling for the month of September. If we look at gasoline prices, it fell by 8% compared to last year and 4.5% compared to last month. Diesel fuel prices fell by 12% over the last 12 months and minus 5% in September. And for oil-related industrial products, it fell by 7.6% over the last year, and it fell by 4.1% in September alone. So if we just look at manufactured goods and industrial goods, then the inflation rate of 0.3%, we usually don't see rates that low unless the country is in a recession. But then if you look at fresh food prices, the fresh food inflation is still very high, 3.4% over the last 12 months. And the monthly inflation for September is actually higher than annual inflation. It's 3.8%. Last year, the inflation was led by fruits. This year, the inflation is led by vegetables. Vegetables rose by 11.6% over the last 12 months, and whopping 18.7% for the month of September. Fresh food prices typically rise just for Chuseok, so part of the rise may be due to anticipation of Chuseok. But this year, the price rise has been way above typical like last year because of the very strange weather that we've been having. So if you just look at the agricultural products, if you just look at vegetables, then we're still in a state of very high inflation. But if you look at manufactured goods, inflation is gone. You can argue that we may be nearing a recession.
Okay, so a mixed picture, you're saying then. But then looking ahead, do you expect the overall inflation to continue its slowing trend, especially when we factor in some issues like, say, the Middle East crisis and perhaps fluctuating oil prices?
Well, if the worst comes true and oil price does rise considerably, then we may be in the worst of all situations. The this month or September's fall in inflation was due in large part because oil prices had fallen, and not only the price of oil products, but oil-related products have fallen as well. But if the oil prices go back up again, then we may still have the fresh food-related inflation, but the manufacturer prices will go up as well. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the manufacturing sector will recover. So we may be in the worst of all situations where prices are rising, but we may be still stuck in an economic slowdown or recession. We may be getting into stagflation, recession coupled with inflation, if the oil prices just suddenly rise again.
And finally, what does this mean then for the Bank of Korea's rate cut, rate decision later this month? There have been expectations that there will be an interest rate cut by the Bank of Korea, but still there are uncertainties, as we said. Do you expect to see a rate cut by the BOK this month still there?
Well, I still see a 25 basis point cut, but if they decide not to cut, it won't surprise me. And the reason is that BOK was not very enthusiastic about lowering the rates in the first place. BOK does recognize the fact that domestic economy is in a slowdown. They probably do need a rate cut to try to push the economy onwards, especially the domestic economy. But the BOK have been worried about rise in household debt, as well as